Well, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark, and I'm just filling in today. Brother Marlon and his family are moving down to Florida. They actually left a couple days ago, I think, and they're moving down there just for a few months because of his wife's health. She has a rare disease. It's cancer of the heart, and I guess only just a dozen or 15 people or something have ever been even diagnosed with that disease in the whole world. And so the doctors really have pretty much given up. But the Lord has been sustaining her, and they've been walking in faith. And I know Brother Marlon has been talking the last several days on faith, and it's coming out of some real experiences that he's been walking through. It's not just a theology to him at this point, but it's a reality in that he's having to just fully trust in the Lord and hear what the Lord would want them to do. And he's going down to a warmer climate right now for his wife's sake, as I said there. And he had actually asked me to fill in a few days ago, he asked me, and I forgot yesterday, I apologize for that, but as I listened to that, or some of it yesterday, I heard that Brother Jeff Chapman was on there from last month, and he was talking about the coming of the Lord. So I'm sure if you listened, you were inspired, because every time I listen to Brother Jeff, he's it's very inspiring. He's a very godly man and has a lot to share from his experience and from his walking with the Lord, the years that he's been walking with God. So this morning I want to just go through a little bit in Psalms chapter 33. Here a while back I was going through the Psalms with the Daily Inspiration, and I'm not sure where exactly I stopped, but it was somewhere around here, and I want to look at, starting with verse 8 of chapter 33, it says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." Oh, I wish that was the case. I wish all of the earth would fear the Lord and stand in awe of him. There will be a day that will happen. I wish it was today. I wish all the people of the earth could see the love of God and would turn their hearts to the Lord and turn from their wickedness, turn from their sin. And there's many people that have no fear of God, and they're just living their life for themselves, for their own pleasures, for their own religion and all kinds of different things people are living for. But oh, that all the earth would fear the Lord and all the inhabitants of the world would stand in awe of him. Verse 9, "For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Talking about the creation of the world. And it goes on and says, verse 10, "The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect." And this is the counsel of men. All the psychology, all of the things that man can think of, all of the things that man has advice in or whatever. It says, "The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect." People, man's word and man's counsel are not trustworthy. They'll lead us astray. But the counsel of the Lord stands forever, as it says there in the next verse. "The thoughts of his heart to all generations." And we can trust in God. We can trust in his word. His word is counsel to us, and it will stand forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. And it's to all generations. It even reaches down to this generation. We are living in a wicked and perverse generation. But you know what? The Lord has counsel for us that we can stand firm, that we don't have to be led astray by the world, by the things of this world, and or by even the counsel of man. But we can stand strong, and the Lord has a word for us. He can help us to stand in this wicked generation all the way to the end, all the way to the last generation. The Lord's counsel is sure, and it stands forever. Verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. I looked up that word nation. I was thinking it was maybe ethnos or like people groups, but it actually is more like Gentile, a mass of people or the Gentile nation. And it's interesting here that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The people or the Gentiles who have come to the Lord, those who put their trust in him, blessed is that people. And we can, as Gentiles, be God's chosen and be his inheritance. We are through the blood of Jesus, and it's only through his blood, it's only through what he has done. It says in verse 13, the Lord looked from heaven, he behold all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looked upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He doesn't have one nation that he's in favor of, and everybody else are out of his will. He's looking upon all the inhabitants of the earth, and there's people from every tribe and nation, or at least there will be. I know there's many people from lots of different tribes and nations. It's not one church group, not one people group, not one physical governmental nation, but it's people who put their trust in the Lord. We are a chosen generation, a holy people, a peculiar people who have put our trust in the Lord, and we make up a nation. We have a kingdom. We live for a kingdom, and it's not the kingdom of this world, but we live for the kingdom of God. And from every corner of the earth, and the Lord looked down and saw, and he fashioned their hearts alike, verse 15. I thought that was a very interesting verse here. The Lord fashioned people's heart alike. And I've been in a few different places throughout the world, and it's true. People are alike. They're the same on the inside. We're all made up of a soul. We have the same desires. We have the same needs. God has made us all alike, and he also considers all people's work, all what people are doing. Verse 16, it says, there is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. And you know, all the tanks, all the missiles, all of the airplanes, all of the bombs, all of those things are a vain thing. Just as a horse in the days that David was riding here is a vain thing. They're not going to deliver people from their enemy. The only one that can deliver is the Lord. And it says, verse 18, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. We can trust in that. Excuse me. The Lord's eye is upon us, and he sees what we do. And he's upon those that fear him. Are you fearing the Lord today? Is there a fear of God in your heart? I believe there is, because you're listening to the daily inspiration this morning. And there's many people that don't fear the Lord, and they're just going their own way. They don't want to hear what God has to say from his word. And his eyes upon them and upon those that hope in his mercy. God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy, as it says in Psalms 103. And verse 19 says, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. The Lord can do many things like this. There can be a shortage of work. The Lord can provide for his people. There can be a shortage of food, and the Lord can provide for his people. And the Lord is faithful if we put our faith and trust in him, as Marlon's been talking to us these last several days about putting our faith in the Lord and walking in his ways. Verse 20, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. So wait upon the Lord and rejoice in him and trust in him. For he is well able to meet all of your needs and to deliver you from any thing that's troubling you. He is the answer to all of our needs. And I just encourage you in that today. Put your trust in the Lord. Maybe you're going through some difficult times. Put your trust in the Lord. Look to him. He is able. God bless you today. Thanks for listening. And you walk with the Lord today.